Hi, this is Norm Augustinus. I'm sorry I missed your call. After tone, leave your name and number. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Norman. I hope you are happy and well when you get this message. Norm, I want to tell you a story. When I was a teenager, the tuba player for our school band suddenly died. Mr. Wilkinson, our school music director, called my name over the school public address system. I went to his office, and he told me I would be the new tuba player. The tuba player got certain perks. The tuba player got their own special chair, and they were given a student assistant who would carry around the huge tuba whenever our school band performed. Of course, I said yes, and after that, I was required to attend every school band rehearsal. Norman, I possessed enormous 38 double D jism covered melons. I also had full red lips, and I had jutting, hard and long breast nipples. My creamy, lickable, hairless thighs were to die for. I figured everyone in the audience would see my sweating jugs, and they would see me camel-toeing as I sat with my legs spread while I played the tuba. My pussy lips were always wet and swollen, driven by my insatiable need to fill my hungry fuck hole with meat. After 5 weeks of tuba practice, the school band assembled on stage. It was December 15th. It was our Christmas, end-of-the-year recital. Norm, when my special tuba chair was positioned on stage by my student helper, I sat on it. And then I was handed the tuba. Mr. Wilkinson taught me how to pay attention to my breathing and posture just prior to playing. I also got my tuba mouthpiece prepped for the concert. Norm, right at 8 o'clock, Mr. Wilkinson walked out and he raised his music director's special pointing stick. He was wearing a tuxedo. It was a sold-out Christmas concert. It was exciting. I was a tuba player with my school band. I got a band uniform and a pair of really cool shoes. Wahoo! Norm, while I waited for my cue to bring in the distinctive bassy sounds of the tuba, I felt a sudden sharp jab to my genitals. And then I felt it again. Before I had a chance to stand, something very long and very thick drove itself deep into my empty pussy. The round long item tore its way through the crotch of my lovely band pants, and it drilled its way through the crotch of my wet panties, and it made contact with my cervix. But how? Why? Norman, I was taking a monstrous dildo to the pussy at my school Christmas concert. The dick moved in and out of my cunt hundreds, if not thousands of times. I moaned and I came, and I came, and I moaned. My eyes were rolled to the back of my head, and my mouth was open. I bucked my hips wildly as I sat on that special tuba chair, as I waited for my cue from Mr. Wilkinson to start playing. When the director's special pointing stick was finally aimed at me, this is what it sounded like as I tried to play the musical notes, while at the same time moaning into the mouthpiece of the tuba.
Sorry.
Norman, eventually I blacked out from orgasm overload. When I regained consciousness, a police officer told my parents that someone had installed an atomic-powered dildo machine underneath the seat of my special tuba playing chair. According to the cops, the powerful dildo machine was likely controlled remotely by someone in the audience. The dildo had the ability to change its overall diameter. It could expand itself from its standard 2-inch in diameter size to the width of a metal coffee can. The dildo could also change its length. It could grow to a length of 36 inches with the push of a button. If the cunt was dry, the dildo could lubricate the vaginal walls using its onboard storage tank of beaver lube. Norm, a man who was sitting in the audience and had watched me take the tuba chair dildo, came over to me and he said,
"One time when I was a kid, my dad and I went to a weekend event designed for fathers and sons. In one of the events, I was supposed to walk across a 20-foot swath of sharpened bamboo sticks. I was just a kid. I was like 4 feet tall. When it was my time to walk across the sharpened bamboo sticks, I took off my clogs and I started to walk slowly across the sticks. It was very painful. Every step I took caused her to cry harder and louder. I was midway through the sharpened bamboo stick swath, but no one was looking at me. Everyone was popping speed tablets and talking to a big rack woman standing nearby. She had a strap around her neck, and it was connected to a box filled with free Snickers bars. When I was halfway through, one of the bamboo sticks rose slowly up, and the pointy end of the bamboo stick drove its way into my tight asshole. I was being cornhole man. Because I was yelling the whole time, no one ran to my aid as the length of bamboo hammered its way into my asshole. Eventually, my old man saw what was happening, and he ran onto the 20-foot swath of sharpened bamboo sticks. Unfortunately, my pop slipped and fell, and his body was instantly impaled by 100 sharpened bamboo sticks. My father's clothes were torn off, except for his socks. Papa was naked lying on top of the sharpened sticks, and he was unconscious. I was embarrassed for him. One of the sharpened bamboo points went into my pop's pee hole. That night, while my father was sleeping in our tent, someone cut a hole into the back of the tent, and they cornholed my dad while they were wearing a strap-on dildo. I tried to help him, but the perpetrator grabbed a hold of my hair, and they swung me around above their head inside the tent. When the dude let me go, my head slammed into the wood stove chimney, and I was knocked out. My old man spent 2 months recovering from being nearly gouged to death. Both of us went to a psychiatrist to help us work through the cornholing. My dad and I never talked about the sharpened bamboo sticks thing again. Someday I will find that strap-on dildo wearing motherfucker and I will kill him.
Norman, I walked bow-legged for a month after the Christmas concert. The atomic-powered dildo machine was removed from the tuba chair, and the chair was impounded. Norm, I am telling you this story in the hopes that it helps your female listeners. Girls, if you're ever asked to play the tuba for your school band, think again. You could take a Titanic-sized dildo to the minge. I did. Now I must go. Norm, I call you all the time, but you never phone me back. What gives? Can you please excuse me? I want to vibrate my clitoris and fuck hole while I smoke weed, tap my bong, dry hump a pillow, and come while I lie atop my dead grandmother's whiskey, semen, and piss-stained mattress. Bye.
End of messages.
He wishes he could have killed his grandmother. His mother says everything he touches turns to shit. He's been to jail, spent 24 hours in a mental institution, and unsuccessfully tried to kill himself 3 times. And now, live via the internet, Norm Augustinus.
Just rolling a cigarette. So I want to talk about something so astounding, so unrealistic, so unbelievable, so unrealistic, so nonsensical, that nobody would believe it. Nobody's ever done it. Nobody's ever done what I'm going to talk about now. It's not documented anywhere. There's no pages you can go to. No fucking the microfiche or microfilm at some library. You can't go anywhere to find a story about this because I invented it. Hello?
Is this Norm?
Who is this?
Are you Norm Augustinus?
Huh?
You fuckhead. You split my daughter in half.
What?
Your big cock annihilated her cunt.
Uh-uh.
You dirty cock bastard. Your monster cock turned my daughter into a vegetable.
Sorry.
When you put your cock in her fuck hole, her soul died.
When?
She's paralyzed.
Don't know.
She's blind.
Never heard of her.
She's brain dead.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Your prick is a public menace.
This is nonsense.
She wanted to make love to you, but thanks to your big dick, she's lost all feeling in her leg.
You're nonsense.
When you put your big schlong into her hole, she saw the devil.
I don't know anybody like that.
She can't feel her lips.
That's not me.
There's no feeling in her clitoris.
Don't know what you're talking about.
She can't lift her arm to pinch her nipples.
Especially don't know what you're talking about.
She flatlined a dozen times since you fucked her.
You're crazy.
You dirty cock bastard.
You need a medical doctor.
My daughter says her breasts are numb.
Why are you calling here?
Thanks to your huge cock, my daughter will never walk again.
I asked you to stop calling here.
All her pussy hairs fell
out. Don't know. I have no idea.
Your King Kong cock caused her eyes to permanently
roll back. It's not possible.
You split her in half.
Was never possible.
I hate you.
I'm not like that.
My daughter hates you.
This is insanity.
You will be dead within the next 6 months.
I'm gonna hang up.
She's paralyzed.
I said I'm gonna hang up.
She's blind.
Goodbye. Again and again. Okay, let's get back to what we were talking about. It's not documented anywhere. I invented it. And it has something to do with pussy fart bubbles. Because now it's summertime, not winter. In the summertime, what do? I pan for gold. I look for ivory-billed woodpeckers. I hunt for pussy scalps. I look for arrows that have been shot into trees that are hundreds of years old that are calcified and turn into a fossil. They're priceless. This is what I do in the summertime. I've got that kind of mind. I understand what it takes. I understand the outside perimeter. I'm out there most of my living days, my conscious days. I'm on the outside of the perimeter where everybody else is on the inside. I'm on the outside, and the riches, the payoffs will be way bigger than what anybody else would get. I recently came across a pussy fart bubble. Now, what is a pussy fart bubble? I should talk about that first. A pussy fart bubble is when a dude's got a chick on a boat. They're in a canoe. They're in some rowboat, some small skiff. They're on some lake, and the dude's out with her. And they get into a row. They get into a fight, and they're out in that boat. And she ends up on the other side of the boat in the water. Because of anger issues, because of problems and fighting, nonstop bickering, nonstop fucking nagging, which women love to do. She ends up outside the boat, and he's laughing and shit. And she's coming towards him. She's even angrier than ever, like a pit bull coming in at him. And he knocks her unconscious with an oar, and she sinks to the bottom of the water. Now, they were just fucking and shit. They were fucking. He's playing with her cunt. She's sucking his cock off. She's thumbing his shithole. He's thumbing her shithole, her stink star, her fucking brown eye. They're doing all the stuff that you're supposed to do that's supposed to be sexy and appealing and unbelievable. This is supposed to be their reward of what you get when you're with a bitch. Wow, I can go to her shithole. I must like shit. I'm going to her shithole. Hey, there's some dog shit up there in the sidewalk. I'm going to stomp and smell it and play around with it with my fingers. Same thing you do with a chick. Wow, are you fortunate? Hey, there's a shithole. There's her pussy. I'm going to go find a dead fish. I'm going to walk along the shoreline of some old pit, and I'm going to find a dead fucking pike, a dead fucking carp, and I'm going to move my fingers around it and smell it at close range. That's what a pussy smells like. It's not a joke. That's the benefits. That's the reward that you get from a woman. Try to figure it out. Then they lock into that shit. Your dead pike, your dead carp. Your dead fucking lobster, your dead fucking crayfish on the side of a fucking pit. They lock into that forever. Or you gotta pay. I'm trying to imagine this, man. This is what you get. And she's in a boat and shit, and they get in an argument. I don't know what year it was, 100 years ago, 50 years ago, 200 years ago. Time doesn't really matter. It's just relevant. And he throws this chick off the side of the fucking boat. They're in a pontoon boat. They were laughing and shit. She's laying on her back. She was pumping his cock off, and he was fingering her. He's got his two fingers, his index fingers, pointer finger, and he's going to kind of bent. You know, you bend it, and you kind of go around the contour of her cunt. You try to get it in a box hole. You got it bent like that. Smelling him and shit. This is what you get. Now, she goes over the side. You'll say, how does this have anything to do with a pussy fart bubble? Well, she goes over the side, and when she does, the gas that was pumped into her cunt, it gets fucking pushed out of her pussy and it goes into the water. Now, when the air comes out in water, it makes bubbles. But that big pussy fart bubble, what happens? It gets trapped under an outboard engine. It gets trapped under some old fucking car that's parked under there. It gets trapped under some old snowmobile that went down when it was ice. It gets trapped under there, and she's down there. She's died, but there's a remnant. There's this thing, this bubble of this last thing that came out of her pussy when she was alive going to the bottom of this lake. Pussy fart bubbles. are going to be recognized as a very huge find. Because you can examine the gases in these pussy fart bubbles and you can see what the woman ate, where the woman was, the locale of her, the body overall inside of her, the levels, the irons, the fucking electrolytes. You can find all sorts of stuff outside this woman, even though she's long gone. That's what a pussy fart bubble is. All women blow pussy fart bubbles. They take a bath after they're done taking it all night long, and they're down there and they blow a pussy fart bubble, and the remnant, the stew that she made with this dude, the gases that was bubbling his cum up and cooking his cum inside her box, it blows a bubble and comes out in the bathroom. That's why they always got air fresheners and shit around their house. You probably don't know that. Little Christmas tree, one of those green trees in their car. They don't want you to smell their pussy. They don't want you to get sick in their car. A lot of people get sick in cars when they're in the car and the chick's got a smelly pussy and she's blowing pussy gas out. That's why they put the green trees in there so you don't smell that. Remember my dad, he was always going out with a bunch of women that he worked with at work, and they said that he always fell asleep in the car. He didn't fall asleep in the car, and I tried to tell him that. He was unconscious in the car from the stink of all that pussy at close proximity. That's what they are, man. I mean, if a chick's in a heated car seat, and she blows out a pussy fart bubble, or her box has got a yeast infection, that heated seat starts boiling, man, and it stinks up the whole car. They put the fucking heated seats in cars because they want the pussy to start bubbling, they want it to start getting hot, they want the dude near to be saturated with a stench of pussy. It breaks down the minds of men, honest to God. It's like if you work in a place that's all Democrats or something like that. Eventually, you will become them because you have no choice. You're going to become what you are part of, what you're encapsulated into. You're going to become a part of that. They put these heated seats in cars. They try to do it to break down men as it's bubbling her cunt up. So I've been hunting for pussy fart bubbles. And I found a monstrous pussy fart bubble. When I say a monstrous pussy fart bubble, try to think the size of a football. Only it's not like a football. It's not oblong or oval. It's nothing like that. It's the size of a fucking Nerf ball, like a Nerf basketball. It's a little bit smaller than a standard basketball, an NBA-approved basketball. It's smaller than that, like a Nerf basketball, a foam basketball. I found a pussy fart bubble that big, and I was out looking for pussy fart bubbles. And it's time now. It's time to do this. Panning for gold, looking for fucking ivory-billed woodpeckers, looking for calcified, petrified fucking arrows that they shoot into trees 200-300 years ago, looking for pussy fucking pelts, pussy fucking scalps. These are all out there ready to make you a lot of money, but nobody knows about this, and I'm lucky I know about it, so nobody else is, I'm not competing with anybody else. So I recently took out my fucking Ridge Runner ultralight aircraft. It's incredible. When I got this fucking thing, it's an ultralight aircraft. Now, I have a private pilot license. I can fly bigger planes. 152, 172, low wingers, top wing, bottom wing, top wing. I can fly all kinds of planes, but only in the daytime. They call it instrument rating. No, I don't have instrument rating. I can do visual flight rules, and that's where you can fly around during the day and use roads and stuff as marks to try to get where you're going to get to go. Ah, there's 75. I'll follow 75 to fucking, I'll follow that up and I'll see the Mackinac Island Bridge and the Mackinac Bridge. You can use roads as landmarks to go wherever you're going to go. So I recently was out in my Ridge Runner ultralight aircraft. That's incredible. 27-foot wingspan. It's got a Rotax engine. Rotax, they don't do them anymore. An old Rotax engine. It's a 27 horsepower. I think the Rotax engine, Rotax, is a 277. I believe the number was a 277. 5-gallon gas tank, weighs about 900 pounds. Only I altered it. It's now a two-seater. It had a jump seat, but it's got a two-seater. And I made it a two-seater because I could go up and fuck in the air where I'm at, which is very rural, and I could fly around. And women get turned on by that shit, and they start sucking your cock. One woman fell out of my ultralight aircraft at about 3,800 feet, and she went to her death. I remember I could actually hear the boom when her body hit the dirt when it fell out the airplane. 3,800 feet above, she was traveling at about 220 miles an hour, and when she hit the dirt, it was like a poof. You could feel it, the sound waves come up to the aircraft, come up to the ultralight aircraft, and you could feel it. Now, that's a true story. That shit's between you and I. See, nobody who listens to this they, a lot of people think these aren't real. So let them think that. They think, oh, that's not real. Some chick wasn't blowing his cock and she fell out and she died and fell over death. They just think that wasn't real. So that's how I get away with this shit. So it's got a 27-foot wingspan, 5-gallon gas tank. Now, I made it a 10-gallon gas tank, and I also made the pistons. I bored them out. I put bigger pistons. I fucking made the cylinders bigger, and I put bigger rings on it, and I use nitrous oxide to give this thing a burst of speed. Why would I do that? Because ultralight aircrafts are light, and if there's any wind shears, you could suddenly go upside down. You could be flying straight level. They call it straight and level flying. But then I could flip over. I could go on my back and do this, maybe fall out or crash or die. So I need more power because I've flown 152 Cessnas, 172 Cessnas, and I don't want that to happen to me in an ultralight aircraft. I did have that happen to me once. I ended up in a swamp in upper northern Michigan, and I was lucky to be alive. Came down and wasn't flying anymore. Came down. I went through trees. I broke the wings off and landed in a swamp. And of course I lived. And when I landed in the swamp, there was a woman standing right there. Like it was an angel. I don't believe in that stuff, but it was like there was an angel there. An angel who sucked my cock, who I fucked in a back room on her mom and dad's place. They're wholesalers for marijuana. They're licensed to grow. And she ended up fucking me in a back room. I remember crying and stuff. I mean, don't think about that much. But I remember crying and things as we were getting on, as I was pumping away, as she was playing with my balls, and I started crying, I think, because I thought, well, I'm still alive. And then she had a big fucking handful of marijuana, Pinconning Paralyzer, 97% THC. I don't know what I was crying for, but I was crying. I was happy to be there, and I thought, wow, who shows up when you could have died and then fucks you? Nobody does that. Can't even get your old lady to fuck you. She's more interested in fucking your neighbor than she is in fucking you. Always remember that. You're not anything to her. You're just a provider to her. Get out and provide money. Get out and buy her a car. That's how they see you. Get out and get this. They could never be close to that. That's why they cheat, because they don't see the other guy as a provider. They see them as a way to sneak out and get another dick. But they're not looking at him as a provider. If they started looking at him as a provider, then they'd start hating him too. Everybody hates you, and I can understand why they hate you. There's all kinds of reasons. So I was on my 27-foot wingspan, my Ridge Runner ultralight aircraft, and I got to this pond because I had flown over the pond previously with the ultralight aircraft. I flown over it. I marked it. I marked the waypoints, latitude and longitude. And as I flew over it, I remember I used the rallo beam on it. Now, a rallo beam is a thing that can detect pussy fart bubbles. I came up with it, and I worked with fucking Rapalunge at the Detroit Health Department, and I came up with the device. If I fly over a small lake or a pond or anything like that, I can aim this rallo beam at it, and it's almost like looking at X-ray. I can see bubbles or things that look like bubbles in the screen of the rallo beam, and then I know there's pussy fart bubbles in there, which means it's chock full of history, this lake, this big pond, or whatever I'm looking at or aiming it at. So I went over a lake, got the waypoints, the longitude and latitude. I got all that stuff, and I went back recently, just a day or two ago, 2 days ago, I guess. I went back there because I was going to look for the pussy fart bubble. The pussy fart bubble, they come out of a woman's cunt, she's died, she's in the water, someone's put her in the water. Maybe she was in a bigger airplane, a guy pushed her out the window, and she landed in the pond, and they just fucked or whatever, and she blows a pussy fart, a bubble out of her cunt, and the bubble gets trapped, it comes out of her pussy, she's dead now, she's, whatever they'd say, fish food, she's dead, she's in the lake, but the bubble's still there for all eternity. I mean, there's literally pussy fart bubbles where the Titanic went down. Honest to God, that are trapped on, they're trapped in the ceiling of the Titanic, ones that are intact. There's a pussy fart bubble in there from some chick that was in that thing, and she blew a pussy fart bubble out as she was going to the bottom. The last trace, the last activity of cuntal action is that bubble, and she's gone. There it is. All kinds of stuff can be determined by the pussy fart bubble. Vitamins, chemicals, what's in the air, what was in the air, carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide, all sorts of traces of elements are trapped in these bubbles. So I went back. Now, that sound you hear is not me on a chair. I've talked about this before. I'm laying flat on my back on a sex chair that I made for a chick that I dated years ago who had just one leg, and I tried to make it so we could fuck on the sex. It's more like a chaise lounge. I'm on a chaise lounge. I'm on my back. I got my dick out. I got a roach next to me sitting in a fucking one of these little brass plates with an elephant carved into it. And that roach is like an old cigarette, an old marijuana joint that you'd smoke down to nothing, and it looks sort of black. So they called them roaches. And the last roach I had, I fell asleep in here prior because I found this thing that looked like a big mushroom with the Salvation Army. And the Salvation Army sells shit supposedly cheap. It used to be, not anymore. But there's all sorts of shit in there from the hippie days and even earlier. And it was like a mushroom. It had a door on it. It had two windows. It was like a giant mushroom that's supposed to be cute, like you'd put in your garden. And I bought that. I only bought it because a roach fell out the doorway that somebody had stuffed into the doorway, and the roach was still smokable. Like, it's still, there was still goddamn flour in it. And I smoked that when I did a recording in here, and I went to unconscious for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe it was cut with heroin or mixed with heroin, something like that. But I passed out in this fucking reclining chaise lounge chair that I made for sex. And when I woke up, the Tandy cassette tape recorder that I used to record this, the TRS-80, it had fucking run to the end of cassette and the stop button came up automatically. That was like really fucking weird. I mean, here's a dude with a big dick. He's laying in a sex chair, the sex lounge, chaise lounge. He's laying on that. He's unconscious, man. There's a roach in his. It just was a screwed up scene that I wouldn't really want to tell any show, really illustrate further. So I use the Rallo beam to detect this pussy fart bubble. And I just love it now because this is the season. You go out and do all these shit and things. You can go out and look for pussy fart bubbles, pan for gold, look for pussy scalps, look for fucking all kinds of shit, ivory-billed woodpeckers. It's the possibility of financial gain is huge, except I really haven't had any financial gain in any way except for small traces of gold that I have panned out of the streams here. But I don't think the gold was really here from a glacier, I believe. It was probably, and I've tried to trace it, the gold came from upstream, a tiny river. It's either buried or a leather bag or a leather purse from some Native American Indian, and I think it's leaking into the river. That's what I believe is going on with the gold that I have found. Eventually, I'll be on the cover of Prospector's Magazine, just like I'll be on the cover of Math Magazine. It's called Math Co. Magazine, Math Coalition Magazine, Cohesion. I don't know what to cover. Math Cohesion. I'll eventually be on that cover because of my math proof about pussy and how much meat a chick takes every month for fucking 1 month and up to 12 months. How much meat I gave them my math proof. I'm eventually going to be on Math Cohesion or Math Co magazine on the cover because of my math proof. And you probably know the math proof. The math proof is every thrust, you can write this down. Every thrust, every of your hips, every cram, every jam, every thrust, every poke of your hips puts in about 5 inches of dick at one thrust per second for 10 minutes into the woman's cunt. So that's 3,000 inches per fuck. There are 63,360 inches in a mile. So that means your hump needs to screw about 21 times to take 1 mile of dick, 1 mile of meat, 1 mile of Peter. She needs to do that to get, can you imagine that? 1 mile of Peter, 1 mile of dick, 1 mile of meat. That's 12 miles of dick a year. And you think about that when you're going on your date. You think about, I only gave it a 5-inch cock size. I got a 14.5-inch long cock that weighs 15.5 pounds. It's not a joke. I only talked about that in the most meager way. Every chick on this planet you meet, that's just with the cunt. If she takes the dick in the shithole too, the brown eye, the stink star, that's doubled. It's not a mile of meat. It's 2 miles of meat per month. 2 times 12 is 24 fucking miles of meat. 24 miles of dick if she takes in the shithole and the cunt. I talk about that, and I come up with that math proof. That's what you're really looking at when you're talking to a woman. That's what you're really looking at when you're sitting in front of an HR woman and you want to fucking cut her in half with your Glock, and she's sitting there. You have to understand that she's taken 1 mile of meat last month, or 2 miles if she used her asshole too, 2 miles of dick, and she's still hating on you and won't hire you. even though somebody gave her 2 miles of dick, 2 miles of meat. Think about that when you're looking at her. Think about that when you see any woman. They took 2 miles or 1 mile, the very least, of dick that month. 12 miles of dick, 24 miles of dick, 12. I mean, stand the dicks up. Put on a road, get a red spray can, mark the starting point, the red ending point, and line all that meat up, all that dick up. That chick can take that much meat. It's not normal. It's not fucking human to be able to take that kind of dick. Nobody should take that kind of dick and still live. Walking around, laughing and stuff, talking about their electric car, telling you about how hard it is to plug the electric car in. I mean, she took a mile of dick. She took a mile of meat. She can freaking certainly do that with a handle on a charge up a car. Think about that when you're looking at a woman. You'll get a perspective of them and you'll understand them better and you'll feel better about yourself instead of judging yourself for being a loser, which is probably what you might be, what you might be. But instead of doing that, you can now have these other things to grasp at to put in your file with regards to women. You say, Norm's right. She takes a mile of fucking meat a month. He gave me the math proof. I've done the math with a calculator. He's spot on. Why am I putting her up on some kind of, what do they say, pedestal? Why am I doing that? She took a mile of dick, a mile of meat this last month and the month before. I mean, you're talking to her. It's the start of the month. It's July 1st. And you're talking to her. We realize that fucking June, in the month of June, she took 1 mile of dick or 1 mile of meat in her pussy or in her asshole. That equals 2 miles. And you're talking to her like she's a normal person. So what'd you do, Madison? Well, you know, we went to the last drive-in movie. It's near Grand Rapids, Michigan. We went there, and then we had a Coke, and then we sat on top of the roof of the car. It was really great, and I just had the funnest time, and I read about the history of the drive-in theater and how much power it takes to send that image to that screen, which is 950 feet away. And I read that. She says this. No, you didn't. You didn't do any of that thing, slut. You took a mile of dick. You can understand that. You took a mile of dick. Every thrust puts in about 5 inches of dick at one thrust per second for 10 minutes. So that's 3,000 inches per fuck. There are 63,360 inches in a mile. So your hump, who's telling you about the drive-in theater, needs to screw about 21 times to take 1 mile of dick. That's what she takes. But nobody talks about that, do they? So, I'm in the ultralight aircraft and I landed. I always love landing. All kinds of vibrations. You think you really conquered something. You were up there, now you're down here. You were 3,000 feet. Now you're not down there, up there anymore. Your danger's past. You've landed the ultralight. You can get out now. You've got another agenda. You're going to look for a pussy fart bubble and you're going to try to get press on the pussy fart bubble. Now, this image that I took with the Rallo beam, when I first went over this pond, the goddamn bubble looked huge. It was a huge bubble. It has to be a pussy fart bubble because there are certain properties in the pussy fart bubble that the Rallo beam looks for. It looks like a radar gun, only it's not a radar gun, and it has a huge fucking range. I've never not hit whatever I was aiming at. The Rallo beam told me that it was a huge pussy fart bubble, and I thought, okay, a huge pussy fart bubble. I'm lucky. I've hit pay dirt. A giant pussy fart bubble. I can see the fucking articles, the newspaper articles, the press, the radio, the TV, and me convincing them that it's a pussy fart bubble, they're actually giving me coverage and I'm telling them what it is. Of course, you know what it is. Came out of a chick's twat when she was underwater. She was either dead or she was drowning and she went down to the bottom and her cunt gave out its last burst, the last bubble, the last trace of what it was while she was here. That's just like a woman, isn't it? I was here. They're staking their property. They're staking out that they were here. Their history is inside the pussy fart bubble. It's a round history. It's like tree rings or something, only they're inside the bubble of her existence here on Earth at whatever so-and-so time. So I landed the ultralight aircraft, and I love landing the ultralight aircrafts. And I take out my fucking doobie, I take out my flower, I light it up, I get my plan, I formulate my plan. I've got my scuba suit, my oxygen tank, they call it a regulator, I've got my fucking goggles on, and all that, I put myself into that. Now, I always lock up the ultralight aircraft because I had an incident one time with the ultralight aircraft. Two dudes were playing with it, and they were acting like it had been abandoned there as I was coming up to it. I always carry a pistol on my ankle, and as soon as I fucking saw that, I took the pistol out, and I just came with my arm extended, and I said, get the fuck away from that now. Move away from it. It's private property. It's mine. Now move now, or I'll fucking put one right between your goddamn working-class eyes. And I said that. They moved away. I always carry a gun on my ankle, so if you're going to surprise me, just know that. I will put one right between your cross-eyed Down syndrome brain, and I will. So, I get out the ultralight aircraft, and I put on a scuba suit. I got the scuba suit on. Now, because I'm so light, I've got very little fat. I don't really float well. As soon as I go to the bottom, I want to float right back to the surface. I don't have that ability. Like, I know people who can go down, they can hover around, swim at the bottom. It's almost impossible for me to do that because I'm so fit. It's like somebody tied a rope to me or got a crane attached to me, and they're pulling me up no matter what. It's hard for me to stay at the bottom, so I have to wear a weight belt around my waist to keep me at the bottom to counteract, you know, in the opposite of what I weigh. I have to get it just to the point where I float in the water wherever I am. If I'm 15 feet down, I want to float at 15 feet and stay there. If I'm 20 feet down, I want to float at 20 feet below the surface, and I want to hover right around there. I don't want to keep rising to the surface. So I got my weight belt on, my scuba suit, my regulator, my oxygen tank, all that. And I always carry a snorkel in case they come to the surface. And I got my goggles on over my eyes. And I'm at the lake that I found this massive fucking pussy fart bubble. When I say massive, it's insane. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. Because most of the pussy fart bubbles I find are only a couple inches in diameter, if that. This fucking thing's the size of a football. Only it's not oval, it's round. It's the size of a football, maybe like a Nerf football, those foam-like things you can shoot out of a Nerf gun. It's like the size of that, a Nerf dodgeball. It's the size of that, or maybe even just under the size of an actual dodgeball, which is super exciting. Because that much gas that was in her pussy when she died, however she died in this pond, that much gas in her pussy means she was probably a nymphomaniac. She was probably taking a huge dick. A dick inside a cunt is just like a piston, just like fucking drilling for oil. It's got a hermetic seal, and the hermetic seal is your cock. The pussy kind of minge grips around the fucking dick and makes a seal, hermetical seal, and all that fucking air, whatever's around, gets pumped into that cunt. It's just pumping it in, pumping it in, pumping it in. And the cunt doesn't care. The cunt's like a garbage, a dispose-all. It's like that. It'll eat anything. It just wants cum. It doesn't care what's in the air, man. Scabs, hairs, snots, fucking boogers, shit, fecal matter, feathers that came out of the pillow. It doesn't care what goes in there. It just pumps it in because it's so excited to receive cum into this fuckhole. And that's what happens with a big dick. And it pumps a lot of air. Just pumps and pumps and pumps, pumps and pumps all kinds of goddamn air into this hungry fucking minge. This minge that's so lonely for dick, so hungry for dick. It's what happens. Big, needy pussy looking for dick. It's all women, by the way. Every goddamn one of them, man. I dated once a woman that seemed so pure on the outside. Then she was told she was a Capricorn. I went to a fucking lady for a read at Universal Studios. They had a guy there, a person that could read cards and tell you about horoscopes and your mate. And she said that Capricorns are, this is not a joke, are absolutely a fucking nymphomaniacs. Nymphomaniacs. Can you imagine that? That's how she ended up with me, and a massive dick, a big oil drill unit, a big fucking drilling unit for oil pumping in and out of that fucking hungry goddamn cunt in and out and pumping, pumping and pumping oil cum into her cunt. So I'm in my whole outfit, my scuba suit, and it's really nice scuba suit. I got a special rack on my ultralight aircraft. I put all the stuff. I got the coordinates of where I saw the big goddamn pussy fart bubble. I got it with a rallo beam, and I got all the coordinates all set. If I can get this thing out, extract it from the pond successfully, it would mean what? It would mean, it possibly mean fame and fortune, but you have to prove that it's a pussy fart bubble. I have to have a renowned scientist get on the air and say, yes, this came out of a woman's cunt. Norm found it. He extracted it. Look at the size of it. This came out of a woman's cunt when she was dying. Can you imagine? Even dying. They're telling you about themselves. Even dying. They're destroying the land, the property. Fucking pussy fart bubbles. 600 pounds of feminine napkins. 27,000 pounds of shit. 14,000 fucking gallons of urine. Even dying, they're leaving traces of poisonous gases behind them. And you just don't get that. You just don't understand it. She goes out and buys a $1.25 of fucking perfume at the Dollar General store, and yet she's so beautiful, she smells so good. But it's not real. None of it's fucking real. So I get to the edge of the lake. It's more like a pond, a massive pond. I get to the edge of the pond. I got my suit on. I got all that shit on. And I start to go in. When I start to go in, I always look around. Always. I always look around, and I always look for a place to hide another gun. It's not a joke. If I'm in the water, I can come up at a different point. If someone's on the water, they're saying something that's violent or aggressive towards me, I want to be able to go to that area, kick up the piece of driftwood, the piece of fucking bark. I want to blow it up. I want to knock the bark into the air, and I want to blow one right between this fucker's goddamn cross-eyed, right in his goddamn cranial vault into this retarded fucking Down syndrome brain. But I always do that, and I always take a gun down with me that I put in a special freezer bag, and I take that down with me. The freezer bag is completely waterproof, and it still allows you to pull a trigger when you come out. It's a freezer bag, and I've rigged these freezer bags so that I can put them onto my belt, which is my weighted belt. I've rigged it with these clips. It's fantastic. So if someone comes up or I come out of the water and there's someone there, and they say, hey, boy, bend over. I want you over there because I'm good looking. I'm going to give you, you're going to take 10 inches in the crapper. I want to be prepared to stop this fucker. In the worst of ways, the most imminent ways, the most fucking stopping of all ways, concrete way of stopping, steel fucking wall stoppage, that's what I want to be able to do. So I go into the water. When I go into the water, I've got this little beam that's chargeable, and it's underwater, and it's waterproof, and I take a camera with me, and I look around for 40, 50 minutes. Bubble after bubble coming up. I don't see much of anything. I see a lot of stuff that fell through during ice fishing years. They fish on this pond. I see stuff that's gone through the ice. I see an old fucking frame of a snowmobile. I can't find a pussy fart bubble. And as I'm getting ready to leave, I'm using the rallo beam. I'm aiming it all over, just crazily aiming it all over. I get the glimpse just for a second. I went over the area where the pussy fart bubble was. And for just a moment, I saw just a tinge of the pussy fart bubble, and I found the pussy fart bubble. I zeroed on that area, found the pussy fart bubble. Absolutely fucking incredible. Now, the pussy fart bubble is actually hovering below a piece of, looks like a piece of roofing. When I say roofing, I mean like, think of an outhouse. It has a small roof, and there's asbestos shingles or shingles on top of it, or cedar shakes on top of it. That, it looks like that it was a roof on an outhouse. And it's now gone to the bottom of this water. And on the bottom of the underneath side, the underneath, the bottom side of this outhouse or small shed roof, is the pussy fart bubble. It's absolutely stunning. I mean, I'm shocked and my heart is beating like a hammer in a steel mill. Boom, 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 boom. The goddamn pussy fart bubble is enormous. It's like the size, I guess, of a maybe much, it looks like a fucking dodgeball. That's all I can say. The size of a dodgeball. Remember some fucker throwing that at you? He couldn't stand you. He hated your guts. You were picked on by this fucker and he got a chance in dodgeball and he's throwing this ball at you. It was a dodgeball like that, that size. Only it was a pussy fart bubble. When I aimed the light at it, it was incredible. All kinds of colors. The primary colors look like a goddamn rainbow. That means that somewhere in that area at one time, maybe hundreds of years ago, maybe 500 years ago, a woman died in that pond. She let out a pussy fart. It's trapped under this roof. It wouldn't free the ghost inside. When I say the ghost inside, it's like she died. It's all gone.
This horror's been rid of the planet. She got rid of this pig. Everything in her path, crush, kill, destroy. All the terror, the reign of terror she had while she was here. It's all gone because her mortal body is gone. But the pussy fart bubble that remains inside of it, the glowing colors, the insides, the actual energy of what was she was in is inside this pussy fart bubble. You have to look at it that way. And when you do, you realize how valuable, how special these are. This is a history. This is a round history of what this woman was. The colors were beautiful, man. And I start almost crying looking at the fucking colors. I mean, I'm almost starting to cry right now because the colors were so beautiful. The size of the pussy fart was so fucking huge. And then I'm looking closer. With the bubbles, I'm careful because all the bubbles coming off my regulator as I exhale, I don't want these cheap bubbles, these ordinary bubbles, filled with oxygen and whatever it is, whatever carbon dioxide. I don't want all this stuff, nitrogen, coming out of me, confusing and getting near this bubble and possibly blowing it. So I'm holding my breath more than I'm inhaling as I examine this pussy fart bubble. And as I examine the pussy fart bubble, I say to myself this, how am I going to get it out of here? Can my device to get it out of here, get it out of here without it blowing up? And as I'm examining it, looking into the pussy fart bubble, this gigantic megalithon, this mammoth, this behemoth, this big thing, I look inside the bubble and I see something inside the bubble. Something inside the bubble. Now, there could only be something inside the bubble if something was inside her cunt as the bubble was formed in her cunt, as it came out her cunt, and something in her cunt was trapped inside the bubble as the bubble was being expunged, being blown out of her body. And that means that this thing was in her cunt, this whatever this thing I'm looking at. Now, what am I looking at? It looks like, it sort of looks like the exterior of a hard-boiled egg, the white part of a hard-boiled egg, not the yolk part, you know, a solid, kind of soft, hard-boiled egg. It looks like that inside the pussy fart bubble. And I'm thinking that can't be. That's not right. Or I'm wondering if something violated the bubble, if something was ever able to penetrate the bubble as it was going down and didn't pop, the bubble didn't blow and let out all its precious cargo. And that's what's inside a pussy fart bubble. Precious cargo about this bitch frozen forever for all time inside this pussy fart bubble. And I'm wondering if it's been violated, if it's been breached, but I extract the pussy fart bubble. I have this giant tube I have, and the tube is about 10 inches in diameter. It's a long tube. It's made of PVC. And then there's another tube inside of it, and I can create a vacuum as I pull back on the tube, and that will work like a vacuum and suck water into the big main tube. And when it does, I seal off the front with a cap and the back with a cap, and then that pussy fart bubble is trapped in there with a bunch of water. And it works. I'm able to get the pussy fart bubble out of this pond, which is super keen and all. I'm just super hot and keen on the whole thing. And I'm on fire, man, with excitement. Have you ever been that way? Super excited, man. Someone gave you something. You've been wanting it a long time. Gave you a ham radio and it's expensive. It's $1,200. Someone gave you one. You could finally talk on HF and you're all over the world talking to people and you finally get this thing for free. Someone gives you something for free. It's exciting. I had the same kind of feeling. Well, this pussy fart bubble, only it's historic. It's extremely valuable. It will be controversial. No one will believe it until I prove it and start making these things extremely valuable. So I extract the pussy fart bubble underwater. I always look around when I'm underwater. I don't care what they say. You're talking about a planet that they say a super creator created in 6 days and he rested on the seventh. If something could do something like that, I don't know what's in this fucking pond. I don't know what could appear in the pond. Nobody knows everything. What's in water or in the bottom of the water and the trench in the fucking ocean and all that. Nobody really knows what's in it. And I always look around when I'm in the ponds or I'm scuba diving looking for this kind of treasure. I'm not looking for gold bars or Hitler's bars or people have dropped coins. That's penty ante compared to what I found with this gigantic dodgeball size pussy fart bubble, and I'm able to extract it. When I extract it and I get to the surface, I have a container of water because I can't let this bubble not be in water or the bubble will pop. I don't want the bubble to pop. I want it intact. When I get out of the water and I come to the surface, I see that that thing that I saw inside the bubble sort of looked like a hard-boiled egg. Just the white part all collapsed in on itself, like caved in. Try to imagine, like, if I had 50 pieces of chewing gum in my mouth, and it was just this big, weird-shaped thing in my mouth, and I spit it out. 50 pieces of chewing gum, gigantic gumballs. It looked like I had that, and then someone spit it inside the giant pussy fart bubble. That's the best I could describe it. I take notes when I'm underwater because I have an underwater tablet, and I just write the notes on it on the underwater tablet. When I get out, I can study it more and look at it. When I got to the surface, it was all intact. I was able to transfer this shit into the dam, into the tank that I had built to get it out of there in the first place. I strapped it down on the ultralight aircraft, my Ridge Runner ultralight aircraft. I strapped everything down, took off my scuba suit and all that, my regulator. I took that all out, remounted it back onto the thing, onto the ultralight. I had a smoke some flower, man. I felt really good. I'm in possession of the most gigantic, the biggest pussy fart bubble on the planet. And I really am. The biggest pussy fart bubble on the planet I own. It's just that I've got to prove it. Now that's controversial. Now that's interesting. But the reality is they won't let me push that because women control this planet. Every commercial, every product, every car is geared at a woman. Even if it isn't at a woman and it's paying to a man, they want the woman to be able to work on the man to get her what she wants. It's all aimed at woman, and anything derogatory that could hurt their sale. It's over. It's closed down, man. No fucking possible way. No reality when it comes to goddamn women. They're not going to do it. So I start up the ultralight aircraft. Everything's loaded up. I go back to the house. I land. I have a perfect landing. I kept looking to the back at the tank that I put this gigantic bubble into, pussy fart bubble, to make sure it didn't pop because then everything I just did was in vain. When I get back to the house, I take a picture of the pussy fart bubble and the contents inside of it, and I send it to Rapalonge. He works at the Detroit Health Department. Highly educated guy. He's always asking me this. Why would you do that? Or why would you want to do that? Who would want to know that? This is like the three primary questions he always says to me, but he still goes along with it. He still bends and bendable with regards to my request. We still have a friendship in there, and he wants to honor that friendship. So I send this picture to him. This is the part that's unbelievable. This is the part that would prove my case 100%. I wouldn't be doing these recordings right now. I'd be with some big-titted bitch on a fucking cruise going to Alaska and on her charge card. Some shit like that, maybe. So I send the picture of what's inside the pussy fart bubble to Rapalonge in the Detroit Health Department. Detroit Health Department, he works there. He initially started out infectious diseases. He studied herpes, he studied VD, he studied chlamydia, all kinds of things that a health department looks for to see if there's any kind of breakout in the Detroit area, wherever they're working. So I send him this picture, and he writes me back. He said, Norman, this is very odd. If I think what it is, it's even odder, and I'll get back in touch with you. He gets back in touch with me, and he says, Norman, always calls me Norman. People that know me call me Norman, and then there's other people that call me Norm. Norm is like not as warm as Norman. Norman sounds like, hey, Norman. Hey, Norman, you want to get a fucking corned beef sandwich? Hey, Norman, you want some matzo ball soup? I'll pay for it. That's the kind of question with Norman that I like. So he writes me back, and he says, Norman, I believe that the item that's inside the bubble is a foreskin. I wrote back and I said to myself, a foreskin? I said, what do you mean a foreskin? He said, a foreskin, an uncircumcised man. I think that if this is what you're telling me, I believe that a man was porking a woman and he's porking this chick and his foreskin ripped off his cock. Now foreskins can rip. That's an uncircumcised male. Foreskins can rip. They can bleed. But he said, I never would have thought this ever. He said he thinks that was the foreskin off of a cock that was inside a woman's vagina if he entertained the idea that it was a pussy fart bubble at all. He said that's the conclusion I would come to. That's where I would connect the dots. If it was a pussy fart bubble, which I still don't believe could be possibly real. They are real. I've proved that here. He said, but I believe that looks like foreskin. And he said, we have a device that we can use. We can aim something at it. Like a temperature gauge, you can aim at a person's forehead and we can get a basic composition of what it is. And he said, mostly it was human skin off of genitalia area. It's a different type of more pliable skin that's around your dick and your balls and all that. It's much more bendable and thin and a different consistency. He said, I believe it's foreskin. Now, can you imagine? I said, foreskin? Well, that 100% approves, that 100% proves that this chick was taking a dick. She might have been on a boat. She was on a rowboat. She was on a, I don't know what she was on, a raft, a fucking pontoon boat, a raft, some kind of fucking thing with floating logs. And she was up there and she was taking a dick. And when she took the dick, the guy was uncircumcised and the meat around his cock, all that meat, extra meat that pulls over the cock when she's fucking, he said that it pulled off. I believe 100%. He said that got torn off somehow and went into her cunt. And then the woman either drowned or he killed her. And that foreskin from his cock was inside the pussy fart bubble. It's 100% proof that pussy fart bubbles can stay intact and pussy fart bubbles can tell us the history, can expose the owner of the pussy fart bubble. It can expose it. 100% tell you what was going on. Now, this chick was taking the dick. She was taking 10, 12 inches up her cunt. She was on a raft or something, maybe logs strapped together with fucking vines. I don't really know. She was taking a dick on this raft, his homemade raft, on this pond, maybe 500, maybe 800 years old. And he also said that gun could tell the general age of the air inside. He gave me a complete report of what the air was inside the bubble. And he was telling me about the age of it. I think it was like 500, 450 years, 500 years old. He was telling me about the age of the bubble, which was incredible. 100% approves everything I say here, that you're not thinking that your fucking, your correspondent, Norm Augustinus, is some kind of bizarre quack. I'm not. But this fucking thing could be priceless. This bubble has a foreskin in it that was in her cunt when she was dying, when she was floating to the bottom, the seabed bottom of this pond. That foreskin was trapped in that bubble, and it laid there under that piece of roofing, this outhouse roof or whatever, for hundreds, possibly even more years. And there it was. There's his foreskin. We could even get the DNA out of his foreskin and somehow attach it to some family. I asked Rapalungis. He said, yeah, that's not impossible, but it would have to be in the registry, the DNA registry, the bank, so they could see if there was any positive matches. I could almost find out who was fucking this chick when she went down on the bottom of this pond. I mean, I was just gobsmacked by this shit because it proves what I'm talking about, Buckstick. It proves there's money in them there hills, and the money in them there hills is fucking panning for gold. Looking for fucking ivory-billed woodpeckers. Looking for fossilized arrows stuck in trees from hundreds and hundreds of years ago. Looking for pussy fucking scalps that are buried, that were used as money. This valuable times 10, that's the kind of value there. Only I gotta build up some kind of thing around this. I gotta build awareness about what's the fucking, how to do this. Build up awareness about pussy fart bubbles, the importance of it. Now I'm really, what do they say, stoked?
I'll be right with you. Pardon me.
I'm really stoked, motherfucker. If I could find a pussy fart bubble with foreskin, the guy's foreskin inside the bubble trapped there, what else could I find? You know, chicks have been piercing their clit for fucking hundreds of years, way back to Cleopatra. They pierce their clitoris with like a gold barbell, a piece of jewelry with even a rounded diamond in it. I read about this way back to Cleopatra. What if I find something like that? The precious and valuable, priceless diamond that was in some chick's clit. And I find it. Happy days are here again. I'll be singing that fucking song, fuckstick. Happy days are here again. Happy days are here again. Who knows what I could find inside a pussy fart bubble? But this little tidbit, this little find of mine, has really energized me, has stoked me, has fueled me up for future finds. I know that out there, I know that in this world, because of the way I think, the positive fucking vibes I send out there, that all impossibilities are possibilities to Norm Augustinus. I know that one of them's going to pay off someday, and my ship will fucking come in. So I asked Rapalunge, what do I do with this? He said, contact scientists, contact, he said, scientific magazines, and show them what you found, and I'll back you up that it is actual foreskin inside a pussy fart bubble. Penis foreskin inside the bubble. He said he would back me up, but he also said for 50%. That's only fair. Who knows what it could go for? I mean, could you imagine a pussy fart bubble on your mantle? The size of a football, only more like a goddamn dodgeball, inside a walnut-framed case filled with this liquid, this water that keeps the pussy fart bubble intact. People come in. It's on your dining room table. It's Christmas time. It's Thanksgiving. They see this on your table, on your living room table, your dining room table. And it's a conversation piece. They say, what is that? You tell them it came out of a woman's pussy when she died. It was found into a pond, and that's goddamn foreskin from some guy's cock. Long dead also. Pardon me. And it's incredible. I'm so goddamn excited, man. I'm so overwhelmed with excitement, so overwrought that it crosses over into pain. That pleasure pain thing. I'm actually in pain, but I'm also experiencing extreme amounts of pleasure, and I hope that it's fueling up all those fucking endorphins and shit like that, and my serotonin's getting more and more powerful, making me invincible with regards to possible fucking future dynamics with regards to finances. I'm so goddamn excited, fuckstick, and so should you be. You're attached to this. You're a part of this. You're glomming on the fucking heat of this. Like a moth next to a fucking flame, man. Welcome, brother. Welcome.
You've been listening to the one and only...
My dick is enormous. There is no escape.
We meet at the big clock. In cyberspace, it's dark out there in cyberspace. It's scary out there in cyberspace. You're out there in cyberspace. You're frozen with fear. You don't know what to do. You're looking up, you're looking down, you're looking to the right, you're looking to the left. It's windy out. You don't know what to do. You're frozen. Till eventually and quite abruptly, you hear this distant chiming clock in the background. And you follow the chiming clock until it gets louder and louder and louder, eventually bringing you upon this brightly illuminated place in cyberspace. There are thousands of people there. They're holding hands, they're smiling. They've been waiting for you. There's that thing that brought you to this place in the first place. It's a tower, 100-150 feet tall, brown bricks, tan mortar. Way at the top of this tower is a glass bezel. It's a clock. It's backlit. And above that is this chimey bell-like thing that brought you to this place in the first place. And you know why you're at this place in the first place. You're here to clear out your pains, your frustrations, your aches, your woes, your disappointments, your hurts. The person that died on you, the ramen noodles you're sick of eating, the credit cards you can't pay off, the apartment you can't pay for, the house you think you'll maybe never own, the bitch who left you, the guy who left you. You're here to clear all those pains and frustrations out. And how do we do that? Well, the moment you heard my voice, you were instantly and automatically filled up with this highly absorbent orange-colored solution. It's been inside your body, sloshing about this entire recording. And now, at the end of this recording, we lie you gently down. We pop the corks in your toes. And all of that highly absorbent orange-colored solution comes gushing out of your body. Look at it. It's forming a small mini lake alongside you. It's orange-colored. It's rusty. It stinks. It's toxic. We shake your feet, getting out the last drops of highly absorbent orange-colored solution and replace the corks in your toes. You can't believe how good you feel. You feel like you can go on another second, another minute, another day, another hour, another year, maybe infinitely. It doesn't matter that a friend of yours is making $250,000 a year and lives in a million-dollar house. It doesn't matter that another friend of yours has got the best-looking bitch you've ever seen, or another friend of yours has the best-looking dude you've ever seen. None of that shit matters. All that matters is how good you feel right now. You know you can feel this good anytime you want to. Anytime you're in duress, anytime you feel like you can't go on another second, all you gotta do is think of the big chiming clock in cyberspace, where you meet your pal, your friend, Norm Augustinus. And instantly, and almost automatically, you'll feel refreshed and clear. You know the best part of this recording, the most important part of this recording, at least to me, is that for 1 hour, we were friends. Friend, I enjoyed myself. I hope you did too. Write me, normaugustinus@gmail.com.
Tune in again for another exciting episode from the amazing mind of Norm Augustinus.
Dear Irene, how are you? I thought it would be fun to send you a typed letter. I found the typewriter years ago in Detroit, Michigan, while exploring an abandoned home. Someone had thrown the typewriter into a toilet bowl on the second floor. There was a used cum-filled condom knotted up in the typewriter keys. It took a couple of hours to extract the rubber. I'm pretty sure the rubber was used on a black woman's pussy. Eileen, the other day I was walking alongside the road. I was on my way to the bakery to buy a cup of coffee and also purchase a donut. While I was walking, I found something unusual. Let me explain. There was a long rope, perhaps 20 feet long. Attached to the rope were 8 pairs of women's panties. Someone had used clothespins to attach the panties to the rope. At the end of the rope was the corpse of an American bald eagle. The rope was wrapped around the decaying body of the bald eagle. When I inspected the panties, I saw that they were covered in jism. Also, each pair of cum panty had a 2-inch in diameter hole bored into the ass end of the panty. Those holes were clearly dick asshole impalement holes. The panties stunk real bad of yeast-infected, abortion-hole, fish-smelling pussy. Irene, I smoked some flour, and I pondered the facts laid out in front of me. I know how the rope, clothespins, cum panties, and dead American bald eagle ended up where I found them. Some old big cunted whore out in the world was unable to wash her cum panties because her washing machine was either broken or non-existent. The big cunted whore instead put her cum panties on her backyard clothesline to air them out. The big cunted female was probably hoping that the snails living in the dirt in her backyard would eat off the thick cum stains embedded into the fabric of the cum panties. But that didn't happen. An American bald eagle was drawn in by the stench of her cum panties hanging on her clothesline. The eagle thought the clothesline and the gored, stinky cum panties hanging from the rope was just a big hickory-horned devil caterpillar. Horned devil caterpillars smell similar to an American chick's pussy. Bald eagles love eating North American hickory-horned devil caterpillars. Horned devil caterpillars can grow up to 20 feet in length. Of course, the eagle swooped down and pulled out the entire clothesline, but the clothesline got tangled around the wings of the bald eagle, and the eagle fell to the ground, and it died. Did I tell you that wherever there was a cum panty, nothing grew under it or around it? Not a weed, blade of grass, or even moss. Nature knows, man. It knows. C'est la vie. I gotta go. I've got shit to do. Write me back when you can. Love, Norman. P.S. I bumped into your big-titted little sister the other day. Your big-titted little sister was in the downtown park. She was barefoot and clutching onto a butterfly net, and she was bouncing up and down as she tried to capture butterflies. She looked like a TV commercial for Target. When your big-titted little sister saw me, she dropped her butterfly net, and then she pulled off her halter top, crotchless panties, and hot pants, and your big-titted little sister lied down under a large leafy tree. When I got to her, your big-titted little sister was on her back, and her legs were pulled back, and her mouth was open. So I ate out your big-titted little sister's Lux pussy, and then I gave her tight shithole a rim job. While I was rimming your big-titted little sister's brown butt badge, a woman walked up to us, and she said,
I walk in this park every day. I look for condoms that have cum in them. I squeeze the cum out of the rubber, and then I spoon the jism into my egg-filled cunt. If I can find a Johnny with fresh Muslim cum in it, I'll claim I was raped and beaten. There will be an outpouring of sympathy, and I'll easily rake in $100,000 on GoFundMe. But I have to get pregnant first. Hey, your woman has got a sweet pussy and asshole. I could smell her twat while I was using the wall-mounted hand dryer in the toilet. I got crabs when I got banged out on a pile of manure in this very park on Mother's Day. Those wall-mounted hand dryers get super hot. I just aim it at my minge and the crabs die. If you have some time, head over to the toilet and look at the big pile of dead crabs on the floor just under the electric hand drying machine. So how about it? I like this eating and licking hot exposed genital scene. I want to be a part of it. My fuck hole is vibing for a tongue right now. Eat, lick, suck, and fuck my special parts, and I'll eat, lick, and suck your special parts too. I keep a rolled up x-ray of a Coke bottle stuck up my cunt. Do you guys want to see it?
Attention shoppers, this is Baloney Pony, your Rare Finds and Exotic Treasure store manager. Ladies, take a look at a store monitor closest to where you are standing in the store. What are you looking at? Well, I'll tell you. Watch the gorgeous big jugged female presenter. Isn't her hand and facial movement something to behold? What she's pointing to is a 20-foot long clothesline rope. Attached to the rope are heavily soiled pairs of women's cum panties. Aren't those clothespins something? Hang on, look at that close-up shot. There's a hole that's been gored into the ass end of the cum panty. It's a dick entrance hole. Isn't that sexy? Ooh-wee! I know what you're wondering. Why is there a dead American bald eagle attached to the end of a clothesline with clothespins attached to heavily soiled pussy-smelling women's cum panties? No worries, girls. It's not a real bald eagle. It's made of paper mache, Chinese assembly line workers' boogers, and pubic hairs. What's the point of all this? Drop this product in your backyard and wait for your man to come home from work. When he sees what he thinks is a cum panty populated clothesline, he'll pop a monumental rod. He'll believe the bald eagle got caught up in the neighbor's clothesline, and the clothesline was randomly dropped into his backyard when the bird could no longer fly. Men love strange women soiled cum panties, especially when there's a dick borehole punched into the ass end of the panty. Strange stained panties will fire him up, and he'll go looking for you and your dried up atrophied cunt. Where there's a panty, there's a puddle of cum. You're not invisible anymore, whore. Finally, you're gonna take the dick. Take it all, baby, all night long. 10 inches in your hole getting dick was your goal. Take it in the crap hole, too, till your rump is black and blue. Ooh-wee! For only $99.99, you'll get the clothesline, clothespins, the paper mache bald eagle, complete with boogers and pubic hairs, and 10 pairs of insanely stained women's cum panties. Come on up to the counter right now and get this amazing schlong-getting system. Buy it now, you horny sow. Let me play an audio clip for you right now.
Why is someone's clothesline lying in our backyard?
I think a bald eagle got knotted up in it somehow.
Are those some white woman's cum panties clipped to the clothesline?
I think so.
Let's get to fucking right now.
On a side note, my assistant Mandy Phelps has just shit real bad while she was driving her electric car on Rust Avenue. The magnetic polarity that revolves around the electric motors and batteries of her electric car worked like a powerful magnet, and it pulled her iron-rich fecal matter out of her ass because Mandy takes fistfuls of iron supplements. My assistant Mandy Phelps is on the phone right now. I'll pump it through our store intercom system. Mandy, are you there?
Good morning, Baloney Pony and Rare Finds and Exotic Treasure Store shoppers. Mr. Pony, I was only 10 minutes away from pulling into the store parking lot when I felt a sudden powerful pulling sensation in my asshole. While I sat behind the wheel of my electric car, my shit got sucked out of my large colon. It was such a powerful magnetic force that it caused the cheeks of my face to cave inward. Somehow, an electromagnetic force was created under my car seat as I headed into work. I have since been told that it was likely due to all the iron tablets I take. Essentially, my shit became flexible steel. There's a huge crap extraction hole that's been blown out in my car seat. My shit traveled out of me, and it went through the car seat, and I guess I mucked up the electric motors pretty bad. I'm okay, but all this tension caused me to get really wet. There's a tow truck driver on scene, and I believe he has an enormous dick. I want to suck it and ride it and flick it with my finger. I'll be in this afternoon. Happy shopping, everyone. Bye-bye.
Attention maintenance, please head over to Mandy Phelps' last known car position on Rust Avenue and 17th Street. Bring two wet and dry vacuums, a new medium yellow-colored sundress, a pair of size 5 crotchless panties, a vaginal egg vibrator, one Christmas tree rearview mirror air freshener, a headband, a mood ring, and a sandwich. This has been Baloney Pony, your rare finds and exotic treasure store manager. That is all.
Fuck.
Oh.
Fuck. 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 Fuck.
Women are constipated 3 times more than men.
When you're walking down the halls and your balls hit the walls, it's a rupture.
Dick!
If you enjoy Norm's show, please head to normaugustinus.com and make a financial contribution. It's our scene, man.